This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Cruising in with Andy Gibb on a Thursday. It's got to be a little metal after the crazy weather week. I mean, we've had wind, we've had lightning, we've had thunder. Spring is right around the corner, folks. I can guarantee you that with all the craziness in the weather. Speaking of the weather, we'll talk about the weather here in just a little bit. Before we do all of that, got a great show this morning. Cindy Kehoe will be with us about 9 o'clock. Talking all things foreign exchange students. If you've never been able to do that, we'll learn more about that. And then we're going to be talking to Lori Brubaker from the library in just a little bit. Before we do all of that, though, we've got to make sure we tell you about our fine sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. BoonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things Clinton County. And you definitely will be taken care of by any of those fine folks that are our Party Line sponsors. Also, the WILO Party Line online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Wealthy Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW 1110 in Frankfort, Cooper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. All those folks bringing you the Hoosierland TV telecast each and every day. Let's see. Where is my... there we go. There's my weather. I was looking for the weather. Today, sunny, with a high near 46, so the temperature has plummeted since Tuesday. I think we've made it to like 73, 74. It's now 46. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and then increasing clouds. And then we're going to have a low of 39. And then tomorrow, bumping it back up to 52. We'll take that. And then by Sunday, oh boy, you don't want to know about what's coming. Monday, a chance of rain and snow. Well, Sunday, we're going to be back down to about 30, or no, high near 65. That's what I was going to say was the roller coaster, because we're going to go back up to 65 on Sunday. And then Monday, we're going to drop to 28. So, well, buckle up, buttercup, is what they say. It is definitely going to be a ride. Hey, I don't think we got rid of the tickets earlier this morning. The patio tickets. So if you want to call, Dason, our wonderful, beautiful producer, will gladly answer the phone. Be the call. Just call now, 659-3338, if you want to win 4-pack of tickets, the spring patio and flower show. That is a great show down in Indianapolis. Always fun. Always enjoy going down there when I have the opportunity. So if you want to, come down and check it out. That's also, so I guess I'm saying Cooper wrong. It's copper, like the metal. Copper Electric. I'm sorry. I am, I'm leaving out a P. So Copper Electric, like the metal. All right. Thank you very much for that correction. I appreciate that. We always want to make sure we get the right pronunciations and make sure the right information. So, but if you do want to call 659-3338, you pick up a 4-pack of the that saves. It's like $45 right there. No, it's more than that. There's $15 a ticket, I believe. So yeah, it'd be about $45. I got to get my math right as well. Also, today's the boss's birthday. Happy birthday, Russ Casper. It's his birthday, so yahoo. I wished I had some sound effects. I would share them, but I don't have any sound effects. Woohoo! There's my sound effect. So happy birthday, Russ. Hope you have a blessed day and a great new birth year. That's the prayer. Joining me right now via telephone, Lori Brubaker. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad.
It's copper.
Chillier morning.
It's copper, not Cooper. That's what I got to keep reminding myself.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is a little chilly. I mean, it's a roller coaster ride right now. We got the spring, spring is right around the corner, but winter wants to hang on. This is the push me, pull you, time of
yes.
the year.
And where, I thought I was done with my winter coat.
Well, no, I've got a winter shirt on, and I had to break out the coat this morning. So yeah, and the wind tomorrow is going to be like, they're said like 55 miles an hour gust and all that. So here we go. It's just it's Indiana.
Yep, and this time of year, you never know what we're going to get.
That's right. Okay, so let's see. You got a lot going on in the world of the library, a lot going on. So we wanted to have a little extra time with you today to be able to remind the good folks here in Clinton County of what is all happening with the library, because March has been, it's already been busy, but it's only going to get busier. And you've got the Hoosier Storytellers. I think that's tonight, isn't it?
Yes, tonight at 6 p.m.
And you got, I believe, you've got some culinary experts tonight.
Yes. We got Kelty Sullivan, which is Angry Donkey,
and then
Ms. Stephanie Meadows.
Yeah. Stephanie and Kelty will kick it tonight. Wish I could be there, but I have another meeting I have to be at. But Hoosier Storytellers tonight, 6 o'clock at the library. It will be a delicious conversation, to say the least. It will be wonderful. So,
and I'm going to have to miss it too, unfortunately.
I know, there's just so much going on. So we will certainly blast it out today on the chamber, our Facebook, and get that out there. So that's tonight, 6 o'clock at Scantha Theater. And you've got the Women's Expo. Now, that's the big thing. The Women's Expo is this weekend as well, this Saturday.
Yes, and even Friday we have our first concert of our 2026 concert series. So 3 days in a row, three big events. We're getting everything ready.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see why. So tell us a little bit about the Women's Expo. What can people expect as they come in?
The Women's Expo, there is close to 30 vendors. And everything, so between cards, chocolate, jewelry, woodworking, purses, a little bit of everything for everybody's desires this time of year. So they'll be set up within a few different rooms upstairs, kind of like art show. And then we'll also have on display, we have five different artists taking up the gallery and down the hallway with beautiful artwork for everybody to come see. And then back this year, thanks to the Zonta Club of Frankfurt, we do have three speakers set to take over the stage throughout the day.
Wow, that's awesome! And is there a charge? All this free, or it can't be free. This is too much good stuff.
Nope, the Women's Expo is completely free.
Wow, that's awesome! That's amazing. That is amazing. So all of it's free. Come out to the expo. That's going to be all at the library. You said Friday, right?
The Women's Expo is just Saturday, 10 to 3,
okay.
And then
you
we have a concert Friday night.
Yeah, that's Friday night is the concert, yes. And that's the Giza concert?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you're looking excited. I know you were telling me the other day you're pretty excited about that.
Yes, I'm excited for this one. And the tickets are only $12,
okay.
And you can just pick them up at the door on Friday night.
All right, so concert Friday night, that's the Giza concert, and then... the Women's Expo is Saturday, and then there's more things to come. You've got a lot of go right into Monday because you got things going on next week.
Yes, starting Monday is our craft swap is back for the third year in a row. So Monday and Tuesday next week from 9 to 4, anybody with any unused or unwanted craft supplies, they can drop them off up at room 219 upstairs. We'll give them a ticket that gets them into the private selection day on Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday, it's completely open to the public, and supplies are free. You can come browse, start a new hobby.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. That sounds great. That sounds awesome. So that is next week. And then the Swifty Bingo is coming up.
Yes, it is on Saturday as well.
Oh, this Saturday. It's going on
Yep, it starts at 2 p.m.
Okay. Okay.
So if you want to play bingo to Taylor Swift songs, and that be what you are filling out on your card is knowing what song it is, yeah, come on out for a fun time.
Yeah. Probably not my cup of tea, but I got some granddaughters that would probably jump all over that. So.
Yes, and it is all ages, and it's down here in the lower level.
Okay. And what else do you want the folks to know for the month of March? Anything else that the good people of Clinton County and beyond?
I know technically it slightly starts in March, my bookmark contest that kind of leads up to summer reading, they can, starting March 30th, they can go to any of our branches and pick up their blank bookmark and design their bookmark to the theme of summer reading, which is Unearth a Story, and join our bookmark contest.
Oh, wow. That got a lot going on. You're going to have to take a break in April.
Yes, I'm hoping.
Well, this
slight
is,
reprieve.
Yeah, well, March is, International Women's Month, I believe, right? Or the Women's Month. So a lot of things going, catering to the ladies, and we appreciate all the things that you're doing. How do folks get a hold of you, Lori, to let people know if they've got questions or, what the suggestions, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 765-654-8746, and my extension is 1141.
1141. And then, of course, they can go to the library's website, which is myfcpl, correct?
Yes, .org.
Okay.
Yep, and our events calendar is on there with all of our events that take registration or don't. Everything's on there to give you some details on what you might want to sign up for.
All right. That's fantastic. And then, again, the library doesn't shut down. I mean, it just goes. It keeps on going. There's always cars there. There's always something happening, whether it be genealogy, whether it be concerts, whether it be civic theater, whether it be craft shows, whether it be art gallery. You guys got it going. We greatly appreciate all the things that engages our community. And if you're bored, you need to go to FCPL. FCPL. I'm dyslexic, so I have to remind myself of that.
FCPL.
It is
a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. MyFCPL.org, and that's the website, and you go to the events calendar, and they will, you can get, print it out and know where you're going, know what you're doing, and you can plan pretty much your whole year.
There's always something going
with all things going on. I know you've got to get going. We don't have you for very long, but thank you so much, Lori. I appreciate it. We'll keep telling everybody, and then who's your storytellers tonight? It'll be fun. So.
Yes, it will.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep.
Talk to you soon.
Too.
All right. Bye-bye. Lori Brubaker joining us this morning from the Frankfort Library and telling us a little bit about what's going on with the Hoosier Storytellers. That's tonight. Angry Donkey, Stephanie Meadows from Little Miss Cupcake. If you've not been able to have any of their treats, you have missed out. Angry Donkey, fantastic. You don't want to miss that. I hate that I have to, but you don't have to. Get out there and enjoy the discussion. Find out what Kelty's was open. She's been in culinary for a long time. She had Kelty's in Westfield many years ago, and very popular place. In fact, a lot of people just kind of drive up 421 up Michigan Road to visit with their good friend Kelty, and you can definitely. Check Angry Donkey out, or Little Miss Cupcake on Jackson Street, right there across from Power and Little. It's right on Jackson Street, right behind Heather's Flowers, and that they will definitely take good care of you. And I'm going to tell you, the cookies at Little Miss Cupcake, wow, mouthwatering. Cupcakes are good, but the cookies, I like the cookies, and they make specialty drinks, you name it. But it's going to be fun tonight learning more about that. I do have some things coming up on the calendar in the area. But before I do, I'll try to make sure I get back on the mic. Before I do that, we have some big deals. Big deal yesterday, and it's going to continue. Sweet Salvation Bakery in Delphi, $5 gift certificates for anything in the store. And you can get them at WeLoveBigDeals.com. So go to WeLoveBigDeals.com. Hours of operation for Sweet Salvation Bakery is Tuesday and Thursdays, 9 to 6 p.m., Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, 8 to 2. 8 to 2, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And Tuesdays and Thursdays is 9 a.m. To 6 p.m. And that is located at 106 East Main Street in Delphi. 106 East Main Street in Delphi. So a lot of good stuff going on, and make sure that you're plugged in. You can go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. You can also go to the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce's calendar page, discoverclintoncounty.com. And they, you know, we both work together and make sure that all of your all the events are out for you to be able to participate and be able to get down on your calendar. Not only is it Russ Casper's birthday, I mean, that's the main thing. I mean, people all over the world will be celebrating Russ Casper's birthday because he's a world traveler. But it's also National Working Moms Day. Dayson, you're not a mom yet, are you? You have pets? You're a mom. So, come on in here for a second. Our producer, she never gets on the air. So, but she's a working woman, aren't you? Come on, sit down, talk with me for a little bit. So Dayson is kind of she's the workhorse behind, I would say the work pony, the pretty pony behind she's the producer. Her and Melissa producing all the time. Dayson, this is National Working Woman's Day, Working Mom's Day. Now, you said you're not a mom, but you do have pets.
I'm not a mom, but yes, I do have pets. My babies, Toast and Biggles.
Toast and Biggles.
Mrs. Bigglesworth, yes.
I like that. Are they dogs?
Cats.
Oh, they're cats. Cats. Yeah, you may have said that. So they're cats. So what kind? Are they special cats? Are they... well, they're special to you, but
yeah,
they...
Biggles is my husband's cat. She's black and white. Okay. She's a tuxedo cat.
Okay.
Toast is a tortie. She's my little baby.
Oh, so. Very cool. Now I got another question. Were you a Girl Scout?
Briefly. For about a year and a
okay.
half. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's National Girl Scout Day. Started in 1912. Did you know that?
I think I did. I think they when I was in class for Girl Scouts, they went back and had told us a bit of the history.
Yeah, it's March 12th. Maybe this is all kind of part of Women's Month, but it's National Working Moms Day, National Girl Scouts Day, March 12th. The Girl Scouts' 114th birthday. The organization was created in 1912 with Juliet Gordon Lowe, officially registered her first 18 members in Savannah, Georgia. Started down in Georgia. And it's also National Plant a Flower Day. Now, today would be kind of rough to plant a flower because of our weather conditions here. But
it's a bit chilly. It's supposed to get up to, I think, about 53, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's not good. Yeah, I think that's the case. I don't know where I put my weather, but it's here somewhere. But it's like a roller coaster the next few days. I mean, it's all over the place. So.
Yeah, well, I'm just counting on the warmer weather.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I think everybody is right now.
I think your cats are as well. They would like to have warmer weather.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, one of the other reasons I brought you in here, you are a former Crossing student.
I am, yes.
And I wanted to kind of give a little bit of folks a little bit of a taste or a preview. The Crossing, we're going to be having a couple of big get to know the Crossing. We're going to do a little ice cream social type stuff, and that's coming up in April and May. We're going to give you all those dates and let you know all the fun facts about that here very soon. But I wanted to bring you in because, Dayson, you're always a bright star around here. Every time I come in, you're smiling. You make my day. Well, even today, you're like, well, I don't know, kind of down, got something. But you even struggling with things, you're still got the bright star. That's not always been the case, right?
No. To see where I'm at now versus me looking back in middle school or even high school, yeah. I would not envision where I am now. I would look at myself now and think that's not me.
So yeah, if you were looking at your younger self and going back 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, how old are you? I'm not supposed to ask a lady, but I'll ask you anyway. How old are you?
I'm open. I'm 26.
26.
I was born in 1999.
So 1999. So and that was a big party. 1999. That's where everybody was partying.
Yeah, party like
99. The So 10 years ago, you'd have been right in the middle of the thick, about 16.
Yeah.
So what was the, you know, you mentioned if you looked at your younger self, you would definitely see, you would not think that you would be where you are today. Why is that?
It's a lot, but I guess it all really started with I was struggling late middle school, mm-hmm. just with being a teenager is, yeah. people say it's the roughest time.
It is the roughest time.
When I was a kid, looking back, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, and I wouldn't listen to that, and I'll just, you know, shrug it off my shoulder. But yeah. looking back, I mean, really, kids, listen to your adult peers and listen to the people around you, because really they're trying to help and they want what's best for you. Whether or not you see it now, looking back, you will think like, wow, there were a few adults in my life that really, really changed me and really made the difference, and that's all that matters.
Wow, that is so insightful for a 26-year-old. I mean, I know you're older now and wiser, but that is insightful because you're so right. I think, and I think we have to always remind adults that. I always get onto some of my adults and say, "Oh my gosh, that's the best years of your life. The youth, your teenagers, you can do this." You do.
I would disagree.
And I always tell them, "No. That is the worst time of their life."
Yeah.
Because I want to give teenagers hope. I want to give young people hope because it does get better.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you agree it gets better?
Yeah, and I used to be, if you knew me, which anybody listening, you probably did know me.
I ran into you in the halls of the crossing, I'm sure.
If you knew me then, you would, even now, you would be like, wow, because it's...
What, did we lose you?
I lost feed there.
Okay,
but,
sorry, you got your,
okay,
you're back.
There we go.
Okay, there we go.
But... Yeah, no, it just started in eighth grade. I was just struggling with school. It was obviously that's a very, very hard time in every teenager's life, but I was literally like, I would leave the high school.
Yeah.
It was back when before they did the renovation, so the doors wouldn't lock, and I would just leave and walk home. I was not doing good then.
Right. So, I mean, can you imagine a world without the crossing at that time? Because the crossing was something that was really important to you.
They were there for me when I would go to public school, go back and forth. The crossing was always there. They were always, we will help you, we'll get through you, we'll get through this with you, we'll be next to you. And it was always Mrs. Miller and Mr. Golden.
Oh yeah,
those two are my rocks.
Yeah. So they, because you were kind of like the yo-yo. You were kind of back and forth there for a while.
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah.
You're kind of, I want to be back in the public school, but mm-hmm. I want to be. And to me, that is one of the blessings about the versatility, the flexibility of the crossing, being able to see, you know, what you're wanting, but then also, finally you just said, you know what, I'm in. And I'm going to finish out here.
Yeah, right? Because for a while I would want to go back to public school because I missed a lot of extracurricular activities,
sure.
like band class and things like that. But the crossing, it's just with the schedule and just everything else going on with public school, the crossing really, they're one-on-one with you. They help you out if you're struggling. There are teachers that will help you like that at a public school, but it's few and far between. You have to find the really golden people.
Well, and the cool thing about that is that I think that the staff, the teachers, the folks that are involved there also are looking, if you do want to get in extracurricular activities, they want to help you with that. I mean, you know, whether it be programs at the library, programs at the YMCA, whatever, they will help you get plugged in.
Oh, for sure.
You know, to kind of reach your passions, you know. was, and again, I say this on a regular basis, that time of your life, being a student, being teenager, being youthful, is very challenging because, you know, and they say, well, why do you say that? Because that's, they're energetic, they got time, well, I say this, you got hormonal situations, you've got a variety of things. I know the phone's ringing, so you better get going.
Hold on just a moment.
That, you're good. I'll let you go, Dason. But there's so many things happening in a teen's life, and they just got to, again, it's a challenge. And they're not developed brain-wise to be able to share that, that life. They're not able to, your cognitive development, you're back in the studio, your cognitive development is not there quite yet, because they say, neuroscience says it takes you to about 25 for the brain to be fully developed. So you're still developing your brain, you're developing your personality, you're dealing with hormonal, those are just the physical aspects, not to even mention, I go back to, she looked at me wrong, all the adolescent stuff.
Yeah, you're at that time in your life, too, where you're trying to figure out, well, what do I want to do for a job? What do I want to do for a career? What do I want my life to be? Plus, you're dealing with the normal high schoolness of this person did that or this person did this.
The drama.
Mm-hmm.
So, you bring up a good point. Do you think society sometimes puts so much pressure on young people to, hey, what are you going to do when you grow up?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Who are you going to marry?
Yeah, sometimes.
How many kids do you plan on having? Where do you think you're going to live, Dason? I mean, because I think about that, and I think of 16, 17. When I have conversation with my grandkids, I think they've got that pressure. Well, we got to have it all figured out by 18. That's not the case, really.
Yeah, sometimes it's just simple just to be who you are and just float along. And I've had a lot of people in my life tell me that if you do what you love, you will never feel like you work a day.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the best grades in school. I was, horrible at math. I had my social struggles and everything else, but I found something I could hone in on and focus on.
Yeah.
And for me, that's music and audio. And
yeah. Well, and you.
So, and it really, you can really fly if you just find what you love and just make that your career, a job.
And I hope people are hearing you this morning, and because you're very articulate, you're very confident, and you may think, oh, I don't know, you don't know, I'm not, but you are, and you have
a
very focused life right now, and it's not always roses and sunshine. There's going to be days like we were talking about.
As everybody's life will be.
Everybody's life ever be. But you're coping with those things, and you've put that mechanism in your life to be able to cope with those things.
Well, I have things I do to cope that helps me, and it's nature, art, music. Just find the hobbies you love.
Yeah.
Just
awesome.
Simple things that make you happy, and they're not, people call them trivial. They're not trivial to you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're very proud of you as a Crossing graduate. We're very proud of you as a citizen of Clinton County, being here, being a resident, and a producer. That's one of the things that we try to stress at the Crossing, is that we're trying to raise producers and not just consumers. And we do both. All of us do both. We both consume and produce. At the end of the day, though, I think we really want to be stronger producers and producing good and creating things versus then consuming and taking things. And you're a great producer. Not only literally producing the show, but you're producing great things in our community. So, and your family, and for your little kitties too. So, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dason.
Sam.
Appreciate
thank
it. You have a great day. All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you. Dason, our producer, she's joined us this morning as well on this National Working Mother's Day. And it is Girl Scout Day. And again, don't forget, if Russ Casper's out and about, you run into Russ Casper, it's his birthday. So don't forget about that. Tell him happy birthday. We're going to take a break. We're going to continue the conversation about students. We're going to be talking to a young lady that is going to be sharing with us about the student exchange program. Cindy Kehoe is going to be talking. She's the Indiana manager of SHARE, High School Exchange Program. And we'll learn more about that and maybe even how you can get involved. All that's coming up here on Party Line, the Thursday edition.